5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, welcome into the whole show. Powered by PDC Energy. Wild night in college basketball last night. It was crazy. Isaiah Rivera gets the buzzer beater for CSU, essentially a buzzer beater, in order for CSU to win. Wyoming wins big. CU wins, getting a lot of their new guys coming in. 7 more wins for Tad Boyle. I did not text him.
I was going to say, did you text him?
I didn't. It was late.
You could text him now.
I could text him now. He didn't respond to the one he said he wasn't going to respond to. I think that's him holding out. He's like, I was sticking to my guns. I said I'm not going to respond to that. But 7 more to go.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. He'll get it easy. They play on Friday. Who do they play? Do you like, I mean, they're playing Grambling. Are they, I don't know. Do you like this time of year? Honestly. Because I'll be honest. Last night was fun. But as a sports talk show host, it's not just fun. I have to keep up with stuff. It's a little overwhelming.
No, it is. I sat last night right around like 5:30. I went to my ESPN app and I'm clicking all the CU, see like all of our teams that we follow, just clicking on the score notifications just so I know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only watching 2 games right now. I need 4 other ones with score updates. And then following your Twitter, guys like Kevin Lytle, all these people that we have that cover these national, these local teams, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully they don't all play at the same time and day in the future. But and then you had all the NBA teams playing last night. It's
well, I get to the point where like I stay up, I watch games, my wife goes to bed, then I'm thinking about going to bed after the Nuggets game. But then I'm up, so I'm like, there's got to be a fourth quarter of an NBA game on right now. So then I change it over to the Cleveland Clippers game. Cleveland's up by like 15 or something, and then the Clippers come all the way back and win, and I just can't stop, and it's overwhelming. I'm a clean slate guy. Like, I want football to be done, not NFL. That's different. College. College football to be done, and then start college basketball. I'm not complaining about last night. Last night was fun. But if I had my way, college football, we would get to at least to the end of the regular season, and then we'd start the regular season for basketball. Stretch it out a little beyond March. No, because then you'd lose March, man. Okay, whatever. Decrease the game. I don't know. Do something to please me. I just find myself overwhelmed.
It's not easy making schedules, is it?
No, it's not, man. Although COVID taught us that you could make a schedule in your bathroom and just throw it out there and say, oh, we're playing tonight. But suddenly that doesn't matter now that COVID's gone. No, it's just it's overwhelming. Like, professional sports is different because, Angel, you can watch the Avs and the Nuggets on altitude. Sorry if you don't have DirecTV. You know my spiel. If you don't have it, tough. It's too late now. You've had 3 years to figure this out. You don't expect life to be fair. This is my point on that. It didn't happen. It's not going to happen. But you can watch the Avs and the Nuggets on altitude. The Broncos are always on the local stations, right? During the Rocky season, you watch them. The national sports are always there. The pro sports are there. It's finding all these other little weird freaking apps that don't work that I have to watch crap on. Stadium, ESPN Plus. I'm watching the Mountain West Network last night for CSU. ESPN Plus sucks blank. That's terrible. Listening to Jerry because they're not traveling him this year for UNC basketball because of whatever. And he's calling the game and ESPN Plus keeps cutting out. Like, you have so many freaking teams and stuff drowning out that network that the videos are not very good. They're not very reliable. So I'm sitting there trying to watch that. And then you got Stadium, and then you got Arcadium and Blardbladium and different apps, dude. That's why college sports is so, the Pac-12 network, the networks and all that. Because there's so many freaking college teams that we have to have 4 million different outlets to try to watch them. That's where I get overwhelmed.
Yeah, and I could see as someone older than me.
I am older.
It can be confusing and overwhelming to see, like, oh, I need to sign up for this. I need a membership for that. Oh, I can use my TV provider for this one. Oh, but it's not working right now. Oh, the game's not even on the TV tonight. Ah.
Are you like that? It doesn't bother you?
I mean, I'm used to it.
I just, yeah.
I go out of my way to find the off-the-street kind of ways to watch games.
And the black market.
sure.
games.
Sail the
so
high
to speak.
Seas, as they say.
Well, for me growing up, you know, I Facebook and all that stuff wasn't a thing until I was in college my freshman year. Facebook was out. So, I mean, it was tell me the channels, the games I can watch, what they're going to be on, or tell me they're not going to be on. And then I figure out what to do. Now it's like, oh, CSU's not on CBS Sports Network. It's not on this. Oh, it's on the Mountain West Network. Oh, it's on Stadium. Oh, it's on this. I can go watch it here. Or now ESPN Plus, which every time I have watched ESPN Plus and borrowed Tanner's account, I have been very disappointed. It's choppy. It cuts out. It's terrible.
It's a very it's an overwhelming user thing. Like, you open up ESPN Plus on its own, and you have to go searching for the UNC game to watch it and put it on mute. It's confusing. Give me a search bar, and let me type in my team and be done with it.
Yeah. Oh, it's
making it so complicated. There was like 100-something basketball games yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're just trying to find like 4 or 5 just to have an update on.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
just put them all on the TV at once. We'll find it.
And now it's Amazon Prime. It's Thursday Night Football. And what's next? Monday Night Football is going to be on Netflix. And Sunday Night Football is going to be on Peacock and all this stuff. And, I mean, it used to be back in my day, you wanted to watch, like, pay-per-views, like boxing and WWF, of course. That was something you had to go order, but it was available on your network. You go there and you go to channel 500 or whatever it is, and it's like, upcoming pay-per-view event. You can just go click it. I want to pay for that. Boom, it's done. I don't have to watch it ever again. I'm going to watch it that night. That's it. But now it's 5 million other networks and outlets that we have to subscribe to watch games.
Yeah, and even if you have cable or some kind of satellite plan, you're not going to get all of it because it's, hey, I need another $10 so you can watch Hulu or Peacock or whatever.
I think they all work together, too. Here's my theory on like Netflix and Amazon Prime and Peacock is they all get together and they go, okay, we all know we got this big company here. We all need to know these great shows that are coming out, like Yellowstone and Stranger Things for Netflix. I'm just trying to think of some for each outlet. Amazon Prime probably has a good one. I don't know. But they all come together and say, these are the hits. These are what people's going to go to. Let's work together here. You guys take Yellowstone. You take Stranger Things. We'll take whatever. And they're going to have to get them all. We all win in this world. Because to get them addicted to Yellowstone, they're going to get done with that and go, what the hell do I watch now? Oh, I heard about this Stranger Things show. I'm going to check that out. Oh, that's on Netflix. I'm in the TV mode. I'm going to subscribe to that. There we go. Stranger Things is done. Now what do I do?
Oh, HBO Max.
Go
There's
to there. Game
there.
Of Thrones.
Disney
all this
Plus.
Stuff.
There's always something there.
They all work together, bro. They all work together saying, each of us split the pie a little bit. You guys get rights to this cool show, and we'll get football on this thing, and we'll get this. People are so hungry for great television shows, they're just going to keep trying to download these apps until
they
have
them all.
Wasn't
this all supposed to get rid of cable, and now
yes,
it's slowly
it's
becoming
worse.
Cable again?
It's worse than cable. Because
now Netflix wants to put ads in their stuff? You lose my account.
Well, and you can't channel surf. Did you ever channel surf? Like,
yeah.
That's the thing. I still get on DirecTV. I go to Guide, and I just scroll down to my channels, and I'm like, Everybody Loves Raymond. Save that for later. Let me see if there's anything else on. Netflix is like, I have to commit to you now.
After searching for 20 minutes.
Yes. Now I have to. I can't just click it and go, oh, that, you know, whatever's on. You have to actually click the show. It brings you to it. You got to press play, then the intro and everything. When you're on DirecTV, it's just boom. I'm right in the middle of Friends, and that's fine.
Yeah, you could start a movie 20 minutes in and be, oh yeah, I'll watch the rest of this.
Yes.
Netflix, it's, oh, I got to sit down. I got to watch this entire movie.
I got to get from the beginning here. I got to watch all of it. I'm not sure I want to commit to 2.5 hours of that.
By the time you get the thing on and you settle down, you're scrolling, find something that you're kind of interested in, you get 5 minutes in and you're just, I'm bored.
I am the same way.
You can't change the channel because you got to do the process again.
Yes. And my wife's like, why do you take so long to find a show? I was like,
There's nothing on.
Because I want to find a great show, but then I'm like getting to it and I'm going, it's 9 o'clock. Do I invest in an hour 20 in an episode of The Witcher or whatever? Do I invest in that tonight or am I in that mode? I don't know. Let's watch something fun. And then I find myself just going to watching something very mind-numbing, I suppose. And that's the way it is. But you're right. This was supposed to cut the cable. This was supposed to help us out where we're replacing all that. And you're going to have one outlet that has everything. Well, now they're all fighting. And pretty soon, dude, now we're going to be competing with sports. NFL's going to be on there at some point.
Well, I mean, they're already getting their exclusive apps. NBA's already moving in that direction. We have to start paying for single NFL games just to watch.
I just love being able to go to TNT on their chosen nights and watch NBA basketball. I'm going to get two games there. But I fear that it's going to change that, and these big companies are going to keep making more and more money, and then just buy it all out, and away we go. And the other thing with these outlets, too, like Netflix, it's quantity over quality.
Yes.
I mean,
we went through all the Marvel stuff a couple weeks ago.
You just showed me something else. What was that?
It was Ironheart from Black Panther 2, which comes out, I guess, this week. I didn't even know.
What's Ironheart?
I guess Teenage Iron Man. She's a girl. That's cool. Different.
And it's nothing about girl, boy, whatever. I don't care. It's just like, I don't need 5 million superheroes. How many freaking superheroes am I supposed to care about? I mean, come on.
30 plus, probably. No.
Like, more. It seems like more than that. Like, I can't.
Well, now every movie, there's like five of them.
I can't do it. How many superheroes do we, like, come on. There's like five. Give me five.
Well, there's five in every single film.
Yeah, now.
And then, or there's one that's established, one that's a friend of the hero, and then there's the other kid that's on their way up that's trying to be a hero.
And then there's an enemy that becomes a good guy.
That used to be friends with the other person.
Yeah.
And then a CGI battle at the end, and we all go home. Just go back to books, folks. There's so many stories out there in fiction and nonfiction that you can get enjoyment out of.
Where you're
there's
just
no
not
commercial
inundated.
Breaks. There's no searching for the remote. Just
I tell
crack
you,
a book open.
You know what irritates me now is they think we're stupid. The movie thing, they're advertising in the commercial. So Iron Horse or whatever she is in that Target commercial, right? You've seen it.
Yes.
I'm looking at it going, what is this? What are we advertising here? What was Target even advertising? She's building an Iron Horse suit, and then she goes to Target, apparently, because that's where you get your pieces of equipment to make awesome pieces of armor, apparently.
Batteries not included.
Yeah, and there's a little girl there making a trinket in Target for some reason.
Because you can do that.
And she just walks up and goes, hey, what's up, young genius? You're making a robot. Cool. Like, when have you done that in Target? When have I gone to Target and just sat down and started using their crap off their shelves and making a roller coaster thing or whatever the hell she was making?
I don't think they're allowed to open packages.
No!
In the store.
So then it's like, see, and then suddenly at the end of the Target ad, it says, see Black Panther. And I'm like, what the hell just happened? Where am I?
There was no Panther.
What am I talking about here? And again, it's just, I'm inundated. I'm annoyed. I'm tired of it. And that's why I'm just like, I'm going to watch sports. Like, I've done a sports show for years, and so I'm addicted to sports. But now more than ever, I'm like, poor Micah asked me every day. He's like, did you see this? You asked me too. I'm like, I just can't anymore. I can't keep track.
Oh, I'm down to one show at a time right now.
That's how I'm going to. I got to get there. I want to get back to it because I do truly love watching this stuff. But like for Marvel,
that's like a homework assignment.
I'm cashing out, man.
That's a year-long project that you have to work through.
Are you tapping out? Are you sticking with them?
I've been tapped out.
I'm not going to. I keep thinking I want to go back and go through everything. Someday.
There's
but that's
so much,
like, I'll
though.
Be 97 by the time Thanos gets his head chopped off. Spoiler alert. Like,
I'll go back and watch, like, the first 20 of the
Marvel
movies.
Good.
But all the TV shows, no, I can't.
Because they came out once in a blue moon, and it was like, oh, the buildup is amazing. Now it's like, coming next week, Black Panther, the second one. And I'm like, that's just like next week?
And they're fighting Aquaman or something in this
one? Aquaman pops out of the water and here he is. Like, what is happening? I just can't do it. I was asking you about Walking Dead. Like, that's a show. It's been going for 30 years now or something. I don't know.
I think they're on season 11 now.
And they do,
final
like,
season.
Two-part seasons
it's
every...
It's been weird.
Ugh. There's our complaint.
Cranky.
I need TV to just be easier.
Just give me the remote with the channel and the volume and the power button and we'll be fine.
Yes. I need
and
suggestions.
Just, while we're at it, get the antennas back out and we'll do it the old-fashioned way.
Now, I'm ready. Just give me one channel and I watch whatever. And if I hate it, I hate it. At least I'm not overwhelmed. 21 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. That was a fun little technology entertainment segment to get you ready for Christmas and all of your holiday shopping. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and Their Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Top Text Tuesday rolling on. Shoot us a text. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Best text of the day wins a $15 gift certificate to Cables Pub and Grill. Love that place, man. Check them out. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show. Powered by PDC Energy. Best text of the day. $15 gift certificate. First one to win three gets a $50 gift certificate. Tuesday is Burger Madness. $9.99. So win this today. Pop on over to Cables. Sounds like a pretty good Tuesday. Shoot us a text on anything going on. Best take, whatever. Gifts. If it's a text, it works. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Who is the best team in the NFL right now? The Chiefs, the Bills, the Vikings, or the Philadelphia Eagles that are undefeated at this point in the season? It was overwhelming. It was the Eagles. On the voting here. Now it's changed a little bit. Let me see. I just refreshed. Chiefs are at 37%. Chiefs are moving up. Chiefs are now at 37%. Eagles at 31%. Bills at 25%. Vikings at 6.2%. So the belief factor for the Vikings is gone. I think people are just waiting to see what's going to happen with Kirk Cousins in primetime, because, you know, when the playoffs start, primetime's interesting. All right, changed a little bit more now. Chiefs are first. Bills now moved up to second place, 29%. Eagles at 29%, so now they tied, I guess. Vikings still at the bottom of the barrel. Go to thewholeshow.com to vote, and we'll see how this one shakes out at the end. I was listening to some things from Justin Simmons and reading different Broncos feedback stuff about the locker room and everything. And it sounds like they're all kind of on the same page saying, listen, it was a bummer about Bradley Chubb, but Justin Simmons said, you know, as soon as we got in, we talked about it for a minute, it hurts, but the locker room has responded well. So there was an outlet talking about Russell Wilson and what Pete Carroll had. Who was this, by the way? I saw it. It kind of went viral. It's an outlet in Seattle. And they talk a lot of Seattle Seahawks, of course.
Yeah, so this is from Mike Salt, who was talking with Brock Heward. You might know him from various ESPN things.
Sure.
And they were talking to Pete Carroll on their show from Seattle Sports Station, I assume in Seattle.
Yeah, what was this conversation about? What did they have to say? They were talking about Russ not wanting to wear a wristband and why this season has gone so much better than last year and yada, yada, yada. Here's some of it.
If you notice, Geno's going off the wristband, you know, and that's a big help. It's smoothed things out, sped things up, cleaned things up, and that's part of it too. And you know, we never did that before. There was resistance to that, so we didn't do that before. But this, all of those elements together, and then let's go back to the trust word again. When you know, Shane says something to Gino, he's not doubting it. He's just going with it. And so there's a real immediate flow, and that accelerates all the process. So I was thinking about it yesterday as we had been through all these games so far, and Gino, I mean, it's crazy, and the clock's going at 7, 6, 5, and he's still working it out. He's taking advantage of all the time, and he's communicating to everybody. We're getting back, and that ball gets snapped, and we get it done. He's really good at it, and it was a good crowd again yesterday, and it was loud and hard and all that, and he's functioning really comfortably, regardless of what the circumstance.
There's Pete Carroll talking on that show or whatever about one of the big changes from the offense this year to last year was that Geno Smith wears a wristband, and there was resistance to wear said wristband. Russ doesn't wear one now, does he? I don't see
I'm
one.
I'm not sure. He wears wristbands, but I looked at him in the Jaguars game, and it looks like he is wearing a quarterback wristband.
Yeah, I'm
that
seeing
has
one.
All the plays on the little Velcro.
Yeah,
thing.
Is that the difference? There's a clear wristband on his arm, his left hand. In that Jags game, there's not one. I'm not seeing very many pictures of him in action this year with one on. That's interesting.
Yeah, just going through the pictures, really only seeing the Jags game where he has the quarterback wristband. Other ones, he just wears, you know, two little blue ones.
Is that what was slowing down getting the play in to start the season? Was he'd hear it, but he couldn't remember it, so he's trying to say it out loud or whatever, rather than just because everybody wears a wristband now, don't they? I mean, they all wear wristbands.
Most do. Or do you think it's, I'm too good for it? I don't need a wristband.
I don't need it because I remember everything.
I'm Wolverine. I'm Professor X now.
I mean, I could see not wanting to wear it. Trust me, if you can memorize every play and every audible and everything, which is actually pretty crazy when you think about it, then you don't want to wear a wristband. You want to have to look down and read stuff. You just want to be able to say, hey, whatever the hell the play called, banana two, spider web, whatever. You can just say it and know what your audibles are, what your hot routes are, all of that. But it's clear, and he wore it in the Jacksonville game. Is that the difference? Is that what we talk about, simplifying a little bit? Is just having it on a wristband as far as what the plays are? I always thought that was interesting too, though, Angel. Like, the wristband can only fit so many plays. You see a head coach and they've got a playbook like this, those gigantic pages in front of their faces, and they hide their mouth so nobody can see what they're saying. None of all that. That doesn't all fit onto a wristband.
Actually, I just looked up a picture of just what a quarterback wristband looks like, and there's... It's kind of like an Excel spreadsheet almost. There's like three columns, and each column has like 15 different play calls. And then if you flip it, there's two more sheets with plays on it. I don't know what the number is.
So it like flaps in the wind and stuff.
Yeah, you'll see it like they'll in the huddle, and they'll flip up the little flap,
read
the play.
That's
and flip
right.
It back down.
That's right.
So I'm sure there's a smaller amount of play calls on that wristband, but I'm sure the coach and the quarterback worked that out.
Oh, wow.
And the coach might have defense on his play call as well.
Mm.
Now this is because of the controversy.
Yes.
Is Russell wearing a wristband with plays?
Add one more thing. He can't wear shades or headphones
and
to
wear
practice.
Two of them.
But he should be wearing a wristband with plays on it in the games. I don't know. What do you think of Pete Carroll? Is he coming out rosy in this? Like, not everybody loved Pete Carroll before this. You know, his USC time was certainly controversial. He got out right before everybody got into trouble. And so that always kind of stained his legacy for a bit. But he wins a Super Bowl with Seattle. He goes to another one. Pete Carroll was painted as the bad guy before the trade, or months, maybe years before the trade. It's starting to come out that Russell was difficult to work with. That it, you remember when we had Hugh Millen on, Clay Millen's dad, who does Seattle work over there. And he said that one time, Pete Carroll, at the end of a game, called out Russell Wilson, didn't say it by name, but he said, we were missing a lot of checkdowns. And allegedly, according to Hugh Millen, Russ went after Pete, not like in a physical way, but went after him and said, hey, don't you ever call me out like that into the media, something along those lines. And he was mad. That was to start the season, Angel. That was before we saw Denver go up against Seattle, because we previewed the Broncos-Seattle game with Hugh Millen. And he mentioned this, and I said, do you think that that's going to turn out, that's going to be the fate here in Denver? And he said, probably not. I mean, you guys are going to roll for a while and things will look good. That was when the Broncos were picked to beat the Seahawks. And now here we are. The Seahawks are good, maybe even, dare I say, great. And the Broncos are the Broncos at this point.
So I did some research on Russell Wilson and the wristband.
Mm-hmm.
In all of the games so far, other than Jacksonville, he has not worn the quarterback wristband.
Did he even wear it against the Raiders?
Nope. I checked every game.
I was going to say, because the Raiders and the Jags game, those are the two games I think he played the best. The San Francisco game, he had the one good drive. But they lost to the Raiders. So Jacksonville's probably the best he's played, and he wore the wristband.
I think we just solved the Russell Wilson issues.
Wear the damn wristband, Russ. You're not too good for it.
That's so strange.
What a weird thing. I don't need it. Yeah, but you might forget a call. No, I won't. It's like a kid. Bring your coat. It's cold outside. Eh, that'd be fine. Is that what it is?
I think that's it.
Well, we got to swallow some pride here, because it's time to beat the Titans this weekend. I'm still holding out hope that this team can squeeze into the playoffs. They're 3-5. There's still hope. But it starts with wearing the freaking wristband. You have to wear the wristband, Russ. For the love of everything. I don't care what it takes. Put it on there. Get it done. Top text Tuesday from Greg. We got Smitty here. Border war text. Okay, I like border war text. Can I read this? Okay, I can read that. Get ready for your little thing. How can you determine if a Wyoming fan is married?
Oh.
There's two spit cups in the pickup. That's not bad.
It's not original either.
Oh, really?
No, I've heard that before.
Well, you're Alabama fans.
Yeah, I mean, we chew dip and tobacco and all that stuff. I always got an extra spit cup. You never know. Someone might drink it.
Was it like Joe Dirk? Hang on to that skull, baby. He makes out with her. Here's another one. Get ready, Angel. Hold on. I still have to read it first, Smitty. I like you. I love you, man, but I don't trust you yet. Did you know the state of Wyoming is considering changing the drinking age to 35? They hope to keep beer out of the high schools.
Listen, I went up to Laramie earlier this year.
That's good.
And I had a good time up there. It's a nice little town. But I understand is a rivalry week, and there are no punches held.
No holds barred. We need Gino, I told you so, Rivera at this game, man. We need him
there.
Get
him to hype up the crowd.
Yes.
Let him run out with Cam the Ram and get excited.
He won the title, by the way.
He did?
He did.
All right, Gino.
He did. He got it done. Good job, Gino. That was cool. That's Smitty.
Those are good.
That might win. That might win. I don't know. Double A. He texted in a GIF here or whatever. Is it a GIF or a meme? What is that, Angel? GIF or meme?
That's a GIF.
Of just a random dude doing high knees.
It's a meme. This is Russell Wilson getting ready for the Titans. And it's a guy doing high knees in a hallway, just back and forth.
I mean, it's not really original, but it's fine. Should have put, you got to find an airplane of somebody on an airplane doing that. Russ can do all the high knees he wants if he's wearing the wristband.
Is he wearing it all the time now, you think?
Yes, I think he should wear it all the time. He should have worn it to Mexico and just sit there like, hold on, Sierra. Oh, this is the play here.
I could see him on the beach, actually. You know, as he shadow boxes, but football.
Yes.
So he's just playing on the beach by himself.
Oh, no question he is. He probably has the wristband now because he's going to go all in. because he figured out that's it. That's the tool.
Well, we'll see if we can get a media member to ask him about it.
Because
then he'll make a joke about it, and we'll turn it into a new story.
Let me ask Zach. Let's do it right now. We're supposed to get Zach on soon. Zach, is Russ wearing a wristband this weekend? Ha, 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 ha.
We cracked the case.
We're on it. We're on it, man. You gotta wear the wristband. Double A, Russell Wilson is now going to be selling number 3 branded quarterback wristbands. I would buy the hat. I would buy the wristbands. I would do it all.
Most dangerous thing Russ ever did was play without a wristband.
Did you see? There's a video, but they cut it. It's when he's doing a sandwich description and he's describing it. They said Russ sounds like a serial killer talking to his victim. And they cut it perfectly. So it's like, hey, you ever done anything dangerous? And it's like they have creepy music in the background. Zach says, great question. That's been the talk, hasn't it? So
here we go.
Here we go.
Controversy solved.
I'm telling you, I'm texting you on air. See, wearing it, we got to wear that damn wristband. We got to do it. That's what it takes. Wear the wristband. Rebel A says, hashtag wristbands work. Do we have a bottom of the break we got to hit? Is that where we are in this clock? I don't remember. You tell me, Angel. It's very Top Text Tuesday is very confusing. Let's get to the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Top Text Tuesday. Presented by Cables Pub and Grill, $15 gift certificate on the line to Cables. And you could win a $50 gift certificate if you win 3 of these before we crown a new champ or whatever. That's how we crown a new champ, the first 1 to 3. Holyoke says, Russ wristband or Joker headband? Well, Joker's good without the headband.
True.
Looks cooler, though.
But it does look cooler.
Oh, it looks really cool. The red headband that he had with
that was
the red.
Beautiful that night.
It was so awesome. Did he only wear it once?
I think that's the only time he's worn it.
Man, it's one night, and it seems like there's so much legend behind it. Do you think he threw it into the stands? Do you think somebody has that?
You'd have to do some research on it. I'm sure it's out there somewhere.
I would like that.
Do you think there's a staffer that's like, hey, Jokic, you want to wear the headband tonight?
Yeah.
No.
Some guy has it in his pocket. Just in case.
What do you got there? Oh, nothing?
Nothing? I told you I'd never wear that again. Oh, well, just in case. All right, as silly as we're being, is it a wristband thing? Like, could it be as simple as you have your cheat sheet in front of you, you're not using it? Here it is. Why aren't you using it? Pete wanted you to use it, you're not using it.
When examining this case of Russell Wilson, going through his previous games, trying to find the common denominator, if it's not the coach, if it's not the play call, if it's not the play clock, if it's not the fans counting down from 10, it's got to be something. Why
all
are they struggling so much on offense?
Back to the wristband.
Look at his left arm.
Exactly.
All the games played this season. The only game he has the wristband with the play sheet on it was Jacksonville.
And that was the best game he's played. And won.
Broke the streak.
Yes. He played good against the Raiders, but they didn't win. This is the best game he's played, and they won. They didn't struggle to get a play in. He hit open receivers. No delay of game penalties or anything like that. You're looking at all of the things leading up to this. The clues are right there in front of us. It's the wristband.
It's the wristband.
Simple as that, man. Get the wristband on the wrist, and you win football games.
Well, it's a theory. It's a working theory at the moment. We'll see if it comes to fruition this week against Tennessee.
slip that wristband on his wrist, call Sierra when he's asleep. You put the wristband on his wrist. He might not even know.
Might not.
Because he's in his uniform when he sleeps.
Oh, I'm sure.
So he's already ready to go in his uniform if he wakes up and just goes, huh, that's dangerous, and then just goes off to work.
Oh, just wear it like a watch.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. All right, 48 minutes after the hour, future headlines coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Miles Blumhart, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
A nice little Top Text Tuesday here. The $15 gift certificate to Cables Pub and Grill. That's kind of a photo finish there. Holyoke, this is a great text by you. Maybe the wristband needs to be a digital one. It could also alert the punt team to come on the field after he sacked on third down. Like life alert. You know, he goes down and it's like, help, I've fallen. And then the punt teams are like, we're here. Punt it. Take him away. That could be great. But I'm going to go, hey, we're starting the Border War smack talk early. Let's go to it. I'm going to go with Smitty gets the $15 gift certificate to Cables Pub and Grill. You've done it. That kind of smack talk is good. I want to build that up. I want that to happen here. I want some Wyoming fans to hear what Smitty texts and fire back. Like, this is Border War weekend.
There's some good stuff if you want to be entertained on Barstool CSU or Barstool Wyoming. Well, they've been going at it already.
We want to bring that here. That's all Twitter. Could be eight-year-olds. We want real human beings to tweet or to call in and text. We want that trash talk happening here. We want to get after it. So, Smitty, rally the troops, man. Rally the troops. Piss off the Wyoming fans. Bring them here. Let's have Border War Week, and let's do it the right way.
Got a boot to win.
Got a boot to win. Somebody's got a boot to win, and it's probably going to matter, you know, who is... Smitty's like, oh, cool, what does that mean? It's a $15 gift certificate to Cables Pub and Grill. Yes, you got it. I said it already. It's yours. But I want the smack talk. I want it going. I want it. Border Week. Border War Week. Let's make it happen. All right, that's going to do it for us. We got Brew Talk coming up at 5 o'clock, and then the UNC Coaches Show starting at 6. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.